There's news today that the Obama administration is delaying another key part of the Affordable Care Act. This time it has to do with out-of-pocket costs for health care, which are supposed to be capped beginning in 2014. Now the cap on some plans will be pushed back by a year. Julie Appleby is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. And Julie, many of us are hearing about this now, but the administration actually announced the decision back in February on an obscure portion of the Department of Labor's website that went largely unnoticed. So what exactly did the administration do?
They put out a frequently asked questions that looked at a number of different things about employer plans. And so they said in this FAQ back in February that one piece of this, the out-of-pocket limit, is going to be delayed for certain employer plans. And these are plans that have, let's say, a separate policy for health coverage and maybe a separate policy for drugs. And those plans may have separate benefit administrators. So the administration said, well, let's let you delay. Let's let you keep your out-of-pocket limits in those plans at their current levels, even if those levels exceed what the law requires.
And the law requires that for individuals, it should not exceed a little over $6,000, and for families, $12,700 per year. So that those caps aren't going to be put into effect until 2015 now rather than 2014?
Not for certain plans offered by employers. It will be in effect for plans that people buy on their own on the individual exchange market, the marketplace, but not for plans that your company might offer you through your job, for example.
Okay, but that's still many millions of people. How many people are we talking about?
It could be quite a few folks. I don't know how many would be affected by this because we don't know exactly how many employers have multiple plans that have different administrators. But I can tell you, when we wrote about this in April, we talked to a group that had sent in a letter, and at that time it represented 40 different consumer groups protesting this delay. That number has since gone up to 107, and these are groups like AIDS groups, the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, those groups that are concerned that folks with serious illnesses that might have a lot of expenses are going to continue to face these high out-of-pocket costs for another year.
And even though we're just talking about a one-year extension here, we should note that a study in the American Journal of Medicine found that two-thirds of all bankruptcies in the United States stem from medical bills. So what exactly were the insurance companies saying about why they couldn't, you know, get their programs online, you know, such that the cap could be enacted in 2014?
I think the administration was hearing from employers saying that there's a lot of complexity to getting all these different computer systems talking to each other. Say, you know, Joe in accounting has a cap of a certain amount on his health plan, and he has another cap on his dental plan. How do you get the health plan and the dental plan to coordinate to make sure that Joe has met that cap or not? So they said, we need another year. After that, these consumer groups protested, said, you know, it's actually not that hard. Technology exists that could simply combine these separate administrative issues into a single out-of-pocket cap. It's not that hard, but the administration clearly did talk with employers and others and said, you know, it really is a little difficult. We want to give them another year to work it out.
Mm. So what impact do you think this latest delay is having on the implementation of the Affordable Care Act as a whole? I mean, critics have said, you know, this is yet the latest step in the act not being able to be realized.
I think that's why we're seeing a lot of coverage of this. I think this delay affects a number of people with employer coverage, but it's not really going to delay implementation of the law. I think what this is all about is a lot of folks are worried that the law is not going to come out well. We've already seen a delay in the requirement that employers offer coverage or face a fine. So this issue, a delay in the out-of-pocket maximum, is just another piece of that I think everybody is discussing right now.
Do you think that that's a valid concern, though? I mean, it's an enormous and complex piece of legislation that will have an impact on many millions of people, but something like that can't just happen overnight.
No, I think this every time we turn around that we realize how much more complex this law is, but it's all going to come together. It just may not be as smooth a rollout as a lot of folks expected.
Well, Julie Appleby is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.